This goes to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth September 20th, 1949. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Thomas with hyponatremia history and SIADH. Her last visit was October 28th of 2024. She had surgery for blocked UPJ in Ann Arbor, and that took care of all of her right flank pain that had been constant for many months prior to the surgery. It's completely gone. She's also been seen by a neurologist in Ann Arbor, and they are going to be doing some autonomic testing to determine why she still experiences some fatigue and weakness. She tried using compression stockings regularly, and that really didn't seem to make a difference in the fatigue and leg weakness. She did drink some increased fluids at his recommendation, but symptoms of hyponatremia returned, so she's now back down to her usual fluid restrictions, and she feels 100% better at this point. She feels like the hyponatremia is stable since our level has been 127 for several years now, and she's wondering if she can go on standby status with this practice, and she will come back if the hyponatremia returns or any other symptoms occur. Review of systems is otherwise negative. Medications, the only new medications are folic acid, 400 microgram daily, and selenium with N-acetylcysteine once a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 156 pounds, which is stable. Pulse is 72 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done July 7th, 2025. Creatinine is 0.72, which is stable. Sodium 137, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.7, hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, history of hyponatremia, currently normal sodium levels for more than a year, secondary to SIADH. This is currently well controlled with fluid restriction. So we will continue to have her follow the fluid restriction. She should probably have lab studies done every 6 months to monitor the sodium levels. We will keep her on standby status since things have been stable for more than a year. And she can call for a follow-up appointment if things change within the next 3 years at any time. And after that, she could be re-referred if necessary. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.